You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody! Yeah!
Happy birthday, Cameron.
The birthday show live.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
Thank you very much. Amber.
Martina. Oh, we love you.
And we got actress, psychic, and we haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
Where have you been?
I've been everywhere.
Now you're back. I'm back with us.
But I'm always here, even when I'm elsewhere.
She's there, man.
Yeah.
Deborah. And we got introduce yourself to everybody.
Oh, I'm Patty Negri.
Hi. Patty Negri!
Yay!
And who's that guy with the two horns?
Danny Cruz.
Danny Cruz has two devil horns instead of a party hat.
And Particle Accelerator Corporation's licensing manager, deepspacepac.com.
All right.
CIA.
There you go.
Anyway, next. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we got a comedian.
That's right, Annie McKnight. How's everybody doing out there in
good.
Computer land?
Woo! See, now we got everybody that you'd want. Next show, by the way, May, we're going to be on LA Talk Radio 9 years. Can you imagine?
Wow.
9 years of LA radio. By the way, I want to say hello to everybody on our second station, BBS Radio in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Hey, City by the Bay. I hope you're enjoying this party. This is our second party on
BBS Radio. This is our first birthday party.
Well, we're on for BBS Radio.
Happy birthday.
So we're on San Francisco live right now as we talk. Next time we're going to be in Phoenix and in Florida. Radio homes.
Very good.
But we're in California. We're there, you know. Anyway, I'm going to read my little monologue, whatever that means, and we'll get into the show. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for viewing our wonderful show tonight, the party show. And we love it. Every year we do it, right? Is it fun every year, party show?
Yes.
And we have all different people on. I try to invite the guests because they're really – it's not the crazy host. It's the guests. And the guests make the show. So we want to thank all our guests.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Thank you for having me, Cameron. Oh, we got to thank our guests. Anyway, we're going to find out live on live radio.
Cameron's turning 21 today, everybody. So if you're all listening.
That was last week. By the way, we got some breaking news.
All the latest.
I got to say the breaking news. The Senate has cast enough votes to block bill to fund government. So it looks like...
Block the bill to fund the what?
To fund the government. Let me read it again. Senate has cast enough votes to block the bill to fund the government. So that means the talks are continue. So we have no money.
Party on the ground.
So if you get a government check,
party on the ground.
You got to go to 7-Eleven. Yeah.
I mean, California has money because we just made all those new taxes where we have the extra gas tax and the... prepaid cell phone tax.
And the marijuana.
People with cell phone plans don't have to pay it, but everybody else does, which is kind of, you know, negates it because prepaid is supposed to be for lower income families, so now they have to pay more than regular cell phone plans, which is awful. And they have to pay to be able to call 911 now, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard that.
An extra $6 a month to call 911.
That's not a good thing.
I know. Hope no one's having any emergencies.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Bring your brothers on the road.
It looks like there's a shutdown in Washington, so we'll let everyone know at the bottom of the hour if anything changes. We give you an update. So that's the latest on that.
They're in gridlock and deadlock.
They're in gridlock. I'm telling you.
So thank you, Donald Trump, for putting us in deadlock.
Well, thanks to the voters.
Thank you, voters from the... Actually, we should say thank you, voters from the Senate, because they're the ones who pushed him through. Thank you, senators, for screwing us so badly.
Thank you, Cameron, for bringing us to those great points. Just tax cuts, too. 20%
tax cuts for small business.
New entrepreneurs.
By the way, last week we started to do this thing called Around the World. We got someone from... Zimbabwe!
Wow.
Woo! Cassandra, the answer. Yes, Cassandra's always happy. Why? Why? People want to know why.
Oh, my gosh.
Now we get this live call. We got this is probably Ken.
From Zimbabwe.
Let's celebrate. Ken,
okay. Yes.
We got a live call.
Hello, Ken and Kelly on home right now.
It is Ken Pfeiffer.
Leave your name and number, and we'll give you a call back as soon as possible.
What?
The best time to reach me is between 4 and 8 p.m. Thank you.
Ken, we're live
tone,
on the air.
Please record your message. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Call back. All right.
Ken, we're live on the air. Call us back like you're supposed to.
When you do these interviews, some people show up, right? We've had people not show up. Oh, all radio, man.
Hey, it's okay. Let's go back to the news.
We got Ken.
Oh, he's calling back.
Uh-oh.
He's calling back. Hello. Welcome to
Hey, Cameron. Hi, how you doing?
All right, troublemaker. You didn't show up the first time we called.
That's Amber.
Yeah, I thought I'd get a plug in with my answering service there. Happy birthday, Cameron.
Well, thank you. We're nice to have you. So what's happening in the UFO world? He's our UFO...
I heard Danny Cruz is there too.
Yes, Ken. Thank you.
Danny
Cruz.
Hey.
And Patty Negri's here too. She's a psychic.
Hey, Patty, hi.
You should ask her some UFO questions.
I'll tell you, I got a good one here from December 27th in Cambria, California.
Cambria, I'm going there next week.
Wait. He's got breaking news. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was driving eastward from the coastal highway in Cambria. It was a very dark night. Occasional car passed in opposite directions. There was a strong wind out. There was clear skies, and the time duration I'm deciding was 8:40 p.m. to 9 p.m. So it was about 20 minutes that they had this sighting. And it says here I was driving uphill, looked up, and noticed blinking lights above me about 70 degrees above the horizon that I thought was an airliner. But then I noticed it was unusual, and there were two huge winged craft, one much higher and further away, each like a single thin horizontal bar, very slightly angled up towards the ends with the equally spacing lights, about 12 running lights the entire length of the bar. They were blinking randomly in various lights colors. There was no structural movement of the craft itself. They were stationary in the sky despite winds. Craft always faced in one direction westward, no side view of the craft. It was always the same shape, no matter my angle to them. The two maintained exact distance from each other, a mile or more apart. I was surprised and curious, but not fearful, though. They're sightseeing, sense that they could see my car lights on the dark road, and I wanted to pull over and observe, but I didn't think it was safe enough to do that on the dark roads, and I was alone. And the wind was blowing with only an occasional car passing in the opposite direction. The size of the UFOs, larger than jumbo jets, which have a 222-foot wingspan, the attitude of UFOs, the closer craft, was around 3,500 feet.
Wow.
Similar to airline attitude when flying over the city when approaching the airport. And the second craft was much higher, and maybe about a mile away. End of sighting, nearing Highway 6046 / Highway 101 junction in Paso Robles.
Paso Robles, California. That's up in the...
Yeah, I realized they had almost impeccably drifted further westward, and when I turned northward towards Paso Robles, I then left them behind. Date of the second sighting was January 2nd, and I observed the same craft that this night, same basic coordinates as reported above, except that I saw two of them above the Pacific shoreline to my left as I traveled north on Highway 1, approaching Highway 1, Highway 46 junction. One was closer and at a lower altitude, maybe 1,000 feet, which is pretty close. Always seeming facing me, front view, never side view, a bar of lights on Highway 46 headed east. I observed multiple identical craft all over the sky facing west at various different attitudes and distances. At first glance, one might think they were distant stars, but on closer look, you see that they're uniform horizontal bars of light hovering. I thought even if there was some military or expendable or aircraft or glider, no way would this be... this many of them gathering in the sky at once. So this was a pretty good sighting that they had in Cambria.
I have always experienced things in Cambria. I go there once or twice a year, and I don't really travel for fun. That's my place I go because always unexplainable, supernatural. things happen. You should experience one of my seances sometime. I'm known for my seances of ghosts and dead peoples and stuff. But twice, now three times, I've done extraterrestrial seances, completely different experience. Use different words. I speak Anunnaki language. And I have sigils and film. And it's a whole different world. So
Do you work with people who have been abducted, like a hypnosis session?
Yes, I do. And I know many. I've had friends who've had a major experience on Catalina Island and gone back through regression and things. But the thing that's trippy to me, and I don't understand, you know, because I'm a psychic medium. I talk to ghosts and dead peoples and spirits and demons and angels all the time. And you're more of an expert on aliens than I am. How come a ghost and an alien won't come to the same seance? They won't. It's like it's different dimensions. I could have every kind of elemental and ghost and spirit in one seance, and at another seance I could have an ET or whole off world or whatever that is. And never the two shall cross.
Maybe the aliens are bougie, and they're just I don't want to share my space. They're like, we're the A class, and that's the C class. We don't mix.
I had this happen to me, where I had an abduction of a UFO, and I called in a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. And the alien that was coming in, a gray, walked out.
Maybe they just don't want to share their time, you know? They're like, their time's valuable, so they're like, if you're not valuing me more, then I'm out of here, you know?
You know, that's a very good question.
It's like an A-list celebrity.
I haven't heard of any aliens being in with the paranormal like that, with hypnosis sessions like that. That's new to me.
This is what I compare it to. If we have like an A-list celebrity in the room, and then there's like a C-list celebrity. The A-list celebrity, chances are they would want to leave if they're getting the same amount of attention, and it's equal to the C-list celebrity. It's kind of like that, you know, like the alien versus like the dead spirit.
I've been involved in this hypnosis sessions,
and
I was frightened by at all. I mean, I was physically upset by
also when you logically
heard what I
think
saw
about
and,
it.
And you know, we have a gentleman now in North Jersey who's our state section director for MUFON in New Jersey, North Jersey. He's a chief of police, but he's a licensed hypnotist. So thank God I have all these cases to send to him that he can. You know, he can do a hypnosis session on any witnesses who want to. But quite frankly, I try to talk people out of hypnosis sessions because, you know, I don't think I don't think it's worth someone, God forbid, you know, having hypnosis sessions and a couple of days later, you know, because they relived what happened, you know, they go out and kill themselves.
Oh, wow.
That should not happen. Hypnosis. No, there should.
Yeah, that's the only thing that scares me about the whole deal. And quite frankly, I'm really surprised that MUFON is still letting people be hypnotized. I think they're leaving. I think they're going to be shooting themselves in the foot is what I think they're doing.
Well, I was going to say something quick because it happened to me, is that once you go through an abduction and you have that whole energy field going into a ship, and then people, you know, going in there, and I felt my hands were always hot when I walked in, and then when I left the ship, they cooled down.
Very interesting.
See, I feel like I'm missing out because I haven't had any alien experiences.
Well, you come to
I've had like angel and demon experiences, but I haven't had any alien experiences. You know, but
I have a question for
but
you.
I did,
I'm kind of wondering why all of these paranormal shows have never put two and two together and basically asked, but basically did some research to find out whether these ghosts were they atheists? Were they Christian? Were they someone who didn't believe in God? You know, are they stuck between worlds because they didn't believe in Jesus Christ? Something like that. But I haven't
That's
heard
exactly
that theory come up yet. As to whether,
the
you know,
spirits.
Who are these people? And
like
why
these
are
ones didn't get to go to heaven because
the
they were
people.
Catholic
That's
versus Protestant.
That's what they are. They're dead. And they're just people that were once living on Earth, and so now they're dead. So the same personalities that they have on Earth will spill over into the afterlife.
It does.
That's exactly right. So therefore, that's why you have the same powers in the afterlife still fighting against each other, opposed to having some type of community and some type of communion and some type of unity. community because they still don't know how. They still have not learned their lesson. And that's where they are caught in between.
Well, that's right. I'll drink to that.
Right on, baby.
Yeah. But those are shades. Those are shades. That's different.
That's different
than a ghost. It's a shade. It's different. But there's always opposition.
There's always somebody going to try to oppose what you're saying. And when that spirit comes into play, then you know that's another spirit.
That's a problem.
Okay, so let's go back to the thing Patty was saying earlier because I had this epiphany while you guys were all talking about this whole stuff, you know, why you never see aliens and ghosts at the same time. I just had a realization. Ghosts are dead. Aliens are alive. They're a live spirit. So why would the live spirit cross over into the dead spirit
realm?
Well, that's different because they're a live, living, strong energy, and they operate on a higher level than actually humans do, so they wouldn't be involved in the lower level, like, spirit realm of the passed away people.
It definitely has to do with different realms of things. Right. But now I want to stand up for ghost shows, at least my ghost show, Ghost Adventures. They do. You may not see all of it on air, and sometimes you do. One episode I did with the guys, the Reseda House of Evil, that was completely extra. That was E.T. stuff. That's what those guys had caught. And then it brought in open portals, and then it brought in ghosty stuff. Again, not at the same time. But some shows really do. There is a complete different energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just all the stuff you can't see, but they're from different places.
Do you think that people should tune into witchcraft more or holding... strong family ties? Does family ties and secrets have a lot to do with bringing the dead back in the first place?
Witchcraft
is different than what Patty does.
I'm a witch.
Like your belief is witch, but your practice is you do the seance to bring the spirits. But you don't have to practice witchcraft to do a seance.
No, you don't. That's extraterrestrials.
Danny, please. Patty wants to speak. Thank you. Patty is the expert. She does it all the time, Danny. We got Ken the UFO and Patty's the dead expert.
Okay? My jokes are never dull.
It's my 2 minutes of improv talking. Don't talk at the same time.
No, Patty, keep talking.
You guys are funny. Sounds like you're having a good time out there.
I'm having a good time. So anyway, witchcraft, Catholicism, Judaism, atheism, that's your roadmap. That's your cosmology belief system.
They're all right.
And nothing have to do with your mediumship ability, seeing ghosts or not seeing ghosts.
Exactly.
Your roadmap, that is how you navigate in and navigate out. Witchcraft doesn't mean anything bad. I don't worship the devil or turn people into frogs. It's not even in my cosmology. I work with nature.
Yeah, that's a totally different religion.
And feminine. Yeah. It's not even a religion. It's a practice as my
I wanted to let Cameron know. I'm the international director for Israel.
Now
we bless you in Hebrew. That'd be great. I'm checking
all the cases out now. Some of them are pretty. I posted a couple on worldufophotosandnews.org if you get a chance, check them out. But I'm investigating quite a few right now, and most of them look pretty legit. So I'll keep you guys informed as to what happens.
All right, cool. Anyway, Patty, do you want to say something?
No.
I do.
I was saying that we should have Patty talk about her show now.
Yeah, now what we'll do.
I was signaling.
Because
you're adorable. She's like, you go over here. Yeah. She's like directing.
I know. That's what I was just thinking to myself. She's
I like to. No, I'm a Virgo. I like to keep it flowing.
She's a flowing
Virgo. Yeah,
let us flow.
So, anyway, one other thing is there was a wonderful alien show on television yesterday. I got a glimpse of it, Discovery.
Oh, really?
Very interesting about...
Are you talking about ancient aliens?
They showed about when they walk in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did a whole thing about analyzing an alien walking in a room. It was very interesting. And
pick it up.
My situation is still continuing, and then we'll move on. But real quick, I get surgery. Every time they visit, I get surgery.
Good surgery?
Really? New surgery every time. So that's all I'm going to say.
Clean out your bladder and stuff? They're like your kidneys?
I didn't get a bill yet. I'm afraid.
I wonder if you can go in for like a you wake up one a little light bulb here and there. You down there.
Wakes up one day and it's like you owe us 1,983 euros and 22 cents.
Cameron is not singing soprano, so you know.
Anyway, we want to thank Ken very much, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. We love you.
To Philadelphia, woo-hoo! If anyone wants to go. MUFON's going to have their meeting. Do you want to go to Philly?
I love Philadelphia.
That's terrific. I'll meet you there.
The cheese steaks are actually the best. That's not a fable.
Yeah, now they got some Pat steaks there on Passing Avenue. They're the best down there.
Dino steak. Anyway, thank you much, Ken.
Good night, Ken.
I've got a...
That's it, Daniel. Happy birthday, Cameron. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's really an honor to be on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you, Ken. We love you.
Number one. Thank you so much.
See you soon. I'll see you.
Anyway, that was Ken.
Yay.
Pfeiffer, who is, what he does is he's a researcher on UFO stuff. And that's what he comes to our show, and Kenny connected me to him. And
Ken Pfeiffer is a good friend.
Now,
Patty, tell us about your business.
Patty's going to talk about her show.
Yeah.
We'll get some other folks in. And by the way, people that are in the other room waiting, it'll be just a few minutes. That's all. We got a rotate coming in on the birthday show. So tell us about your show.
Oh, not my show. I can't say it's my show, but I'm on it regularly. Ghost Adventures. It's Travel Channel, Zach Bagans. And I must say, now I just shot my eighth or ninth episode, and I never have any idea what I'm walking into. You know, if anybody thinks it's set up, good God, no. It's like, show up at this address, go inside. What do you feel? Go in the basement. What do you see? As I'm, you know, writhing on the floor and being hung up. So,
any weird experiences?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had anything thrown at you?
I've been thrown into things at the Black Dahlia House.
Wow.
I was up, not for part of Ghost Adventures, but I've had a couple really wild things. The most wild is at Marilyn Manson's house, and it had Mary Astor's and Rolling Stones. It looks like a haunted house. He moved out because it was too scary for him.
Oh, wow.
I was doing a seance, and I tell people, believe, don't believe, but you have to be respectful of spirits. You have to be.
That's right.
So first cool things were happening, like the French doors were flying open, white noise coming on the speakers that weren't plugged in. But all of a sudden, this one kid got more and more just smart alecky. All of a sudden, my cameraman pointing at him burst into flames, literally like spontaneous combustion.
Your cameraman burst into flames?
Yeah, wow. Laurent Malachi, he's a beautiful French Canadian. No, he's fine. His shirt burned off him. I'm like shutting it down. All of a sudden, cool witch medium psychic Patty becomes a medic Patty, which...
Medic psychic.
And I'm rub and roll and get his shirt burn off him like it was like synthetic as cotton. It should not have went poof like polyester. But he was more inspired of being caught on fire. So you don't continue. I talked to the spirit.
He's like, yeah, I love being set on fire.
The kid got really well behaved. And I talked to the spirit and said, we are not here to hurt you. We're just trying to get information. I laid it down a few more of my protector modes that I work with.
Right.
So we finished and we got the coolest thing, though. Is that, well, he, Laurent was so inspired, he wrote a movie with Stephen Norrington, the guy from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and Blade Series, about this kind of thing, turning it into a horror film. But 2 weeks later, I saw him, and where he had burned on his back, because I said, you got to go to the doctor, it totally looked like he had went and got a tattoo of a dragon.
What?
Wow.
I work dragon magic, dragon energy. It had the open mouth, the teeth, into the winged top, into his head, into the shape of a serpent. It's so cute. It's got a little tramp stamp on the back.
And he just leaves it there?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And that came in to protect him. That's exactly what I called in.
Anyway, by the
if
way,
that
Patty,
didn't happen, what would happen if he wasn't protected?
You want to communicate on your work? Just, how could they do so?
Just think really deep. No. My website is the easiest, Patty. Negri.com, PattyNegri.com. Of course, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but you can link to all of that from at my YouTube page and Bathroom Walls Across America. PattyNegri.com,
Can you tell us anything about Cameron's future? Because it's his birthday. Oh. Just tell us if you sense anything.
This is going to be a breakthrough year for you, Cameron.
Really?
In ways that you're, some ways that you're not expecting, but are really good.
So I'm going to breakthrough year. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow.
That's
awesome.
I'm going to
say, the Jewish people say,
what?
Alibi!
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 But you're, and something you're, really, something in June. I don't know what it is, but there's something in June. I don't know if that's that one thing. This whole year is going to have just a level up in a whole lot of ways, and you're stepping into something.
And then July go to Philly. And by the way, we're going to be going in July also to Sedona.
Mm. Ooh, Arizona.
We're Sedona, and we're going to Roswell. Mm. So y'all want to come.
I want to. I'm going to. I said I'd go to Roswell. I don't know about Arizona. It's a road trip. We're going to rent one of those like buses with the toilets and stuff. We're going to go old school with tents.
By the way, we're going to be doing our first dating show.
Oh. What? Are we hooking Danny up with somebody? Who's on this dating show?
What happened so far? I've got 12 people that emailed us, and what was
do we make
happened?
A Craigslist posting about this?
I don't know.
Anyway, oh yeah, you got to get the contestants.
Everyone. We're going to rotate, and thank Patty Negri.
Yeah, Patty.
Psychic. Danny Cruz. The one and only comedian.
Annie McKnight.
And yay! You're going to be playing? Tell people.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the J Spot. Everybody come out January the 27th, which is next Saturday. I'll be at the J Spot, 5531, I believe it is. And make sure I tell you guys the right address here. And it's going to be in West Manchester. Yeah, I was right. 5531 West Manchester. So come out and enjoy the show. Also, before that, the day before, which will be Friday, catch me at Claremont Flappers.
Yay!
Flappers.
And then Albert will say, let's bring the group, the new group in. And I thank you very much.
Yeah, totally. Let's bring the new group in. And
bring,
that'll be exciting.
Cassandra.
So let's, let's talk about my new movie. I'm in the new Jay and Silent Bob movie, directed by Jason Mewes, and it's called Madness in the Method. And I'm basically wearing a bikini the entire time I'm in the movie. So if you guys want to come out and support it, it's coming out in September of this year. So it'll be really exciting. It's in post-production right now.
Yay! Come on in. Let's get the two ladies that were there.
Girls, get in here. We miss you. Oh, there's my fabulous lady. Look, we have a hat for you. Oh, did you miss your hat? What happened to your hat? I think Danny took it. Danny took but it's okay. You have a green purse, so that'll work too.
Yeah,
bring her in there. We can put her right there. Oh my gosh.
God, it's so fun to do in a birthday show, I'll tell you.
I'm excited. You know, I just left. I just left a movie premiere in downtown.
Oh, thank you.
In downtown to come here.
Well, what was the movie?
Shredding into Darkness.
Really?
Nobody?
Yeah, but it's not a horror movie. It's a psychological thriller.
I'll check.
Which is cool. My girlfriend Natalie Joy Pierto, she's in it, and she plays like the innocent looking person, but she's not innocent. So you should check that out on IMDb, which will be fun. I'm so excited.
Where was the movie premiere held?
It was held at the Famous Directors Guild sponsored theater at UCLA campus. USC campus.
Oh, USC.
In downtown.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I was going to talk about. They talked about hypnosis.
Hi.
For people with UFOs and stuff. That's a new thing now, new trend.
Do you hypnotize people who have been abducted?
What we're going to do, we're going to do a show where we're going to have people that had alien setting, where they met, abductions, and we will have you do the show, and then we will have this maybe go out to another.
Can you hypnotize Cameron? We've been dying to ask you. We want you to hypnotize Cameron while he's on the air.
I'm here and ready to do
it. Take
over
for me.
We're ready to do
okay.
it.
Okay. If she can hypnotize you, I will. I'll narrate it. All right. So we're going to attempt to hypnotize Cameron right now live on the air, guys.
And
so,
you know what? I want to tell you, he's mischievous. He knows about hypnosis. He doesn't let up to it, but he knows quite a bit, actually.
Yeah,
he's very informed.
I let the cat out of the bag. He knows.
But we have to be nice because it's his birthday.
Yes.
So no chicken sounds or anything like that.
No.
You don't have to be nice.
Well, we also have a psychic here. Huh?
Yeah. What's your name?
And you can read me, too.
She
can read
him. I would love to give you a reading.
Yeah. It's a surprise birthday show tonight.
By the way, people in the Bay Area, They love psychic.
Whoa. Well, that's where I did my training with one of the founders of the Berkeley Psychic Institute back in the 70s.
Well,
I did my training.
We're
getting
calls from people from Bay Area.
I would love to do readings on the air if anyone would like a reading on the air. I'd be more than happy to read.
You
want to
read me?
You can do my reading.
What do you need from me? You need cards? What do you need?
Ooh, do me.
She brought her middle.
Oh, there's someone calling in. Oh, exciting.
Hello, is this Bernadette?
Happy birthday.
Well, Bernadette's another psychic.
Psychic night. Definitely psychic night.
Psychic hypnosis ghost reading night.
By the way.
Let's do it.
Oh, it's the best night ever.
She is a life coach out of Austin, Texas.
Oh, welcome.
And she's also a life coach. I forgot about that. That's the most important
That's
thing.
Right. You remember Amber? Amber, you remember her.
But it's like psychic life coach, like hypnosis reading, ghost finding, alien evening.
That's
and I love it.
It's Cameron's birthday. That's why.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Thank you so much. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to kind of have fun. We're going to do a psychic reading.
Okay, sure.
I'll volunteer first.
Okay.
And then you'll do, and then we want to talk
For real.
And then we're going to have you talk about questions. You'll give the questions. And then, by the way, Bernadette's going to come out here soon to do a seminar, right? Is that true? LA seminar?
Oh.
Bernadette, saw you on Facebook. You better add me, by the way.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm working on a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah.
You'll come join us when
LA is definitely
Sedona.
Involved. Yeah.
You'll come join us when we go to Sedona.
Sedona.
Yeah, you'll be our guide. Yeah. I need a guide. I need a guide. Anyway, so let's do a little reading. You want to do it?
Sure.
Should we do a mini one for Bernadette since she's on the line still?
It's up to you. However you want to do it.
Bernadette, do you want a mini one? Mini reading? It's up to her.
Oh. I am brave.
She can't hear, so what she's going to have to do.
Here,
what I'm going to do, I'll give you my mic.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Because I want to have her work on it.
Okay.
So come on here.
All right.
Come
up
there.
Okay, so what's going on for all our listeners right now?
Switching.
We're setting up Bernadette to get a mini reading because we love Bernadette so much. And then we're temporarily, partially hypnotizing Cameron for his full hypnosis that's going to come in a second as a gift for his birthday.
Yeah. And he's not quacking. No chicken quacking, for sure.
Yeah, no chicken
quacking. No chicken quacking. Can you make him sing?
I'm going to, maybe.
Yes, we're going to make him sing happy birthday to himself, everyone.
Hey, Bernadette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. My name is Alice, and I'm going to be giving you a quick little mini reading. I do like to work with archangels. I would just like to say I don't view it as any kind of religious affiliation. I just see them as energetic beings who like to come in and guide us. That being said, is there anything specific you would like to start off with or area of your life you would like me to look into?
How about relationship?
Absolutely.
A romantic relationship.
Oh, everyone wants to know that.
I see romance cards. She's got them out.
Happy to look into
She's
that.
She's ready.
So I would like
How about whatever's in my highest and best to know is what I will receive and embrace right now.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
whichever guy is the best. Find out which one of the gentlemen is
Bernadette,
the best.
We got a lot of people in here, so I want to bring up your energy. If you could just please take a deep breath in for me. Breathe out. And say your name out loud 3 times, please.
Bernadette, Bernadette, Bernadette.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is as I'm connecting with your energy, I'm seeing a door shutting or a door closing. And I'm being given a sense or a feeling of Archangel Michael coming in as a protector, as like a bouncer. So I feel you're coming out of a situation where you were trying very much to be open-minded, to be non-judgmental of the situation and just kind of embrace it for its entirety as far as like life lessons or whatever is to come in or to assist you to grow. However, I'm being told this was a situation and maybe perhaps you were being too open-minded and your guides or angels kind of came in and said, we don't want this for you anymore. So there seems to be a feeling or a sense of like intervention or closing that door or shutting that door so that you would kind of be forced to direct your attention in a different situation, even though you were very open in not like placing a desired outcome on the situation. Does that resonate with you in any way?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, very much so. Very accurate.
There were some very high highs in that situation. So that, you know, like you got what you needed to get from it, and I do feel it helped. Were you doing heart chakra work around that time?
I have been doing heart chakra work, yes, okay. Very consistently lately.
So that's kind of like, because I'm seeing the heart chakra expand, and I feel like it was momentarily allowed to kind of assist you since you were working on the heart chakra at that time. I do feel like in the near future, kind of what you're going to have coming up is learning a different form of forgiveness. So this makes me feel perhaps maybe this person's going to kind of resurface again, and this is kind of your time to be able to not be so, how can I say, like, I don't know if like,
pushover?
Well, not just the pushover, but like in the new age, like in the new age world, in the spiritual world, we just have this whole thing of like, you know, like no sweat off my back, and whatever came was what I needed in that moment. But this is a chance for you to really just like unedited be like, you know, this is not okay, and this is how you made me feel, and you can go jump off a cliff, or like, I don't know what I can say on the radio. Well,
you need to tell that man to step off.
Well, the energy is moving more.
Get
in that direction.
Step in, Bernadette. Him. That's what you need to say to him.
So it's your time to get mad and to just let it out, I guess, is what I'm saying. I feel like for you, there's a new relationship coming in. I feel like you're meeting someone in February, kind of like in passing, but then it's circling back around May to where like in May things are moving forward between the two of you, and I feel like this is someone that really is the person you've been trying to manifest.
Okay, so that's awesome.
Woo! Nice. Woo, girl, you got presents today.
I just need to know, is it central, like eastern, okay, central eastern, or more southeastern?
As far as where you're meeting this person? Sorry.
What do you know, more like where is this person, where is this person from? I'm just curious. Are you getting more like south? Are you getting more like central east?
Okay, let's look into this for you. Okay, so you're wanting to know if this person is central eastern or south.
Our psychic is currently shuffling cards.
Okay, this is what
I saw a multicolored bird on a card.
This is kind of what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like maybe you're gearing or hoping more towards central, but I'm getting it's going to be south, and it's going to be a growth experience for you, but this is truly the person you're wanting to manifest.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yay! Amazing. My future husband's going to come like 18 years from now.
You know, they come as they come, right?
Exactly.
They come and they go.
But I am so grateful to have the green light to get mad. Thank you. Well, I needed that.
Yes, Bernadette. It's like what we were talking about last week with that woman who said that I was hard. Yeah. And, it, you know, that's that whole, that in itself is also a kind of a misogynistic, a female misogyny against other women, that you can only be soft and bubbly or whatever. So do it, girl. It's time for women to actually stand up.
Girl, you need to throw a glass across the room or something. Make it known.
Let the Italian New York come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say that again.
She can work on me.
Okay. I said, let the Italian New Yorker come out.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, darling. Thank you so much.
God created that DNA for a reason.
Amen, sister. Okay. How are we doing with Cameron's hypnosis service?
Not yet. We're going to do it right now.
we're going to begin soon.
Yeah, right
it's
now.
A very
okay.
busy
so
night.
So let me switch there,
I
and then
talk right
I'm
going
to have Amber take over. So Amber will do the play-by-play. And then Cassandra's back here in case I need 911.
No, exactly.
Anyway, not, here she switched
not.
Over.
It's okay, birthday,
here,
guys.
Here. No, use main switch, and then I'll...
Okay.
And then I'll have her work
Amber's
magic.
Party hat, which is color coordinated to the lovely ensemble she's wearing this evening, has fallen off her head.
So before we begin, I need to tell people that are listening, if you're driving, please pull over. And this is serious. I mean it. Do not be operating any machinery while you're listening to my voice. And as you do, you will also become a little bit more relaxed. And feel free to come along for the ride. You will easily be able to enjoy the process and go into a deep relaxation as we work with Cameron this evening.
Or if you listen to her voice, you can always choose to hum, I am the modern making, I'm a modern major general. And
no.
that should be okay.
That'll keep you from zoning out.
It'll keep you from zoning out.
And
you know?
That will probably not give you problems.
Unfortunately, most of our listeners probably don't understand that was Gilbert and Sullivan.
Or you can do this.
Next week. Okay. We got to move forward because of time.
All righty.
We got 10 minutes to go.
So right now, we're going Cameron's going to take a break, and he's going to get hypnotized, or he's going to get geared up to get hypnotized.
All right. So we're going to begin like this, Cameron. I'd really like you to look up into this corner here,
okay,
and kind of give your eyes a focal point. And as you're looking at that focal point, I would like you to expand your peripheral vision over to the side. Okay. Expand the vision over to the side and take it out all the way to the side. And as you begin to relax, I would like you to notice your body is becoming more loose and limp. Take a very deep breath in all the way into your belly and relax deeper. As you allow your body to position itself as it needs to relax even deeper now, you may breathe into any tensions or residual discomforts or anything that you might have been carrying in with you tonight. And if this is so, go ahead and take another deep breath in and let it out slowly. That's right. Imagine now that you're becoming surrounded by a beautiful, brilliant light that's descending on the top of your head, melting your forehead, and going over your eyelids. Your eyelids are becoming heavier now and locked closed. Soon, they will be so heavy and locked closed that you wouldn't be able to open them, and yet your eyebrows would easily move up and down. Relaxing your jawline a little deeper now. Notice that your jawline is loosely separating now, and your mouth is filling with saliva. As you notice this, go ahead and swallow. Go ahead and swallow now, and as you relax even more, that's right. Deeper into relaxation, your neck and shoulders are becoming more loose and limp. More loose and limp. Many people carry the stresses of their life in their neck and shoulders. Go ahead and relax them deeper now, that's right. Deeper into the chair. And notice that your body is sinking deeper into the chair as you begin to let go a little bit more. Relaxed even deeper now. Your relaxation and the brilliant light is going through your belly and through your torso, down your hips and through your legs. First your right and then your left, relaxing you even deeper, all the way through your calves, ankles, and feet, relaxing even deeper. You really don't wish to move or do anything at all. Soon you will be feeling as though you are just loose and limp as a rag doll. Completely loose and limp. Imagine now standing at a very posh staircase, looking down 10 steps now, beginning to take the first step down in your imagination, 1, going deeper into relaxation, 2, just letting go, 3, even deeper, more, relax, just letting go, 4, 5, so relax, 6, letting go, 7, 8, just letting go even more, 9, and 10. Imagine now that you're at a beautiful place that you can step down onto, and imagine walking through this beautiful place and taking some steps along a path you encounter a box. And imagine in this box you push the lid aside and out goes all the tensions or worries or anything that you might be carrying in your system, in your mind, or concerns, family problems, or maybe just health concerns, or anything that you might be carrying. Imagine those things just floating away. Imagine them floating away up into a cloud or mist. Are the cares and worries gone now? Just see them floating away. That's right. And as you see them floating away, imagine now filling the box with wonderful positive things like joy or happiness or anything that you can think of that you can carry back home with you this evening. Birthday wishes and wonderful health and vitality and exciting adventures and fun shows and friends and family and beautiful things filling that beautiful birthday box of yours up to the brim. Filling it up, just filling it up. And imagine sealing that lid now, closing it. That's right. Closing it now and letting it shrink. Shrink so small that you can pick it up now and put it in the palm of your hand. Imagine putting it in the palm of your hand now. And it melts through the palm of your hand and it goes through the palm of your hand, through your arms and all the way up through your neck and shoulders. This thing shrinks within your body and goes all the way through your body from head to toe because it is now part of who you are. In a moment, I will tap your wrist and your wrist will begin to float up in the air, floating higher up in the air. And as you let the wrist flow higher and higher, you imagine letting go of anything that you came in with, just letting go, and your arms become rigid and rock solid up in the air, so rigid and rock solid, they begin to sway, and you couldn't bend them if you wanted to. They're rigid and rock solid, and when I clap my hands, they'll drop right now, and you become even more relaxed. That's right. And just letting go and enjoying this process now. In a moment, I will slowly bring you back into the room because I think we're running out of time. But I will count from 1 to 5, and you will feel wide awake, refreshed, as though you've had a 2-hour nap. So 1, hearing the sound of my voice moving more rapidly. 2, feeling the chair beneath you. 3, able to move your fingers now, moving your fingers. 4, wanting to come back into the room. And 5, wide awake and refreshed.
How do you feel?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I feel calm.
You were reaching up to the sky like there was something you were going to grab, but then you didn't grab it. You were like this.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Cool. I was like, when I was talking about the box, he started actually holding the box. I could see his hands go sideways, and he was like ready to hold that small box.
It was visual.
Yeah.
My hands got.
Yeah.
She does very good.
Amazing
job.
Quick really little good. Preview, like.
Oh, Bernadette, yes.
No, she's here. All right.
Hey, man.
No, I left Bernadette on the line because I wanted her to listen to it.
Yeah. Anyway, so one other thing. I'm going to get a red. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And then we'll get the singer in. I think we'll have time. And then that will conclude the birthday show for tonight.
All right. Thank you, Bernadette, for listening and joining us.
Guys, thank you so much. Y'all have a great night, and happy birthday, sweetie.
Thank you very much, and come next week. Next week,
we'll you got it.
About Motown. Bye. Motown music.
Next week.
So anyway, I'm ready.
Okay. You want awesome.
Yeah. Do I need to get closer?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll switch. Okay. We'll switch.
It's birthday reading time.
Oh, you want? Okay.
This is the part where Cameron asks if he will be married again, and if it's to the Mormon lady who keeps stalking him. There really is a Mormon lady that was following him.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I plug my
facial?
Yeah.
I just want to, before I give your reading kit, Cameron, I want to let everyone know I do a free card of the day and little mini readings on my Facebook page, Amethyst Angel Light. If anybody wants to go on there and follow along, I'll be more than happy to connect with all of you there. Cameron, area of your life or question you'd like me to focus on?
Oh, work.
Mormon lady.
Okay.
You'll get it,
all right. So let's bring your energy up, Cameron. Take a deep breath in for me.
Okay.
Breathe out. And say your name out loud 3 times, please.
Cameron Detzker.
Okay, you have a lot of irons in the fire. You've been very, very busy. I think that it's just kind of, you couldn't not be that way if you wanted to or if you tried.
Right.
But I'm seeing 10 around you. And when 10 comes up in my readings, it means something is coming to completion. So if there was maybe a cycle of where you felt like things were not popping as quickly as you would like, or as fast as they have in the past, it's not like your well has dried up. So if there was this fear or this worry of like maybe I'm losing my touch or things aren't working out so great, it's not like you had blocked yourself. Uh-huh. It was this temporary kind of like pulling back, which is going to launch you forward. The thing though that's coming up is there's been too much of like working too hard. So there's it's like if somebody had a hose with like water coming out and you want more water to come out faster, like if you squeeze the hose, it kinks it up and nothing comes out, right? So energetically, maybe being very, very tied to the outcome is creating kind of like things slowing down for you. So if you could just kind of release and relax and understand and know that things are happening in their time, you'll be okay. You'll be fine. You have been putting personal life on the back burner because you're very like determined and you're very focused, like I'll have fun later after this stuff is taken care of, and that's what's causing the kink in the hose. If you go and have fun and focus on like the emotional stuff, the heart chakra stuff, mm-hmm. the connection, the enjoying yourself, having fun, then the work stuff is going to start flowing a lot quicker. You're going to be attracting it more magnetically. Right now, you're like a car on the highway, and you're running out of gas, and you're like, I don't want to pull over because I want to hurry up and get to where I need to go. But if you don't pull over and take that little break and refuel, you're going to break down and not get there regardless, right? Does that resonate at all?
That is resonant.
Is there anything that you would like to ask around that? Or
you need to recharge that engine, Cameron.
He works very hard. He's always going.
She knows me. Working, as you see every week.
Right,
and getting stories and everything. So what's with my life, my love life?
Mormon lady. So, well, one of the
things...
I'm
just kidding, that'd be horrible. I hope it's not Mormon lady.
Well, one of the things, if you notice, you do have love cards, like soulmate love cards, final commitments cards coming up, but they're reversed.
And
it doesn't mean that you're blocked from it happening. It just means that you're so focused and you're being so judgmental and so hard on yourself right now about not reaching what you want to reach as quickly as you would like, that it's creating a slow in that energy. But I'm going to pull love cards for you as well. I feel like there's this ex who maybe is acting like she's let you go, but she hasn't let you go.
Oh my God, it's a crazy Mormon lady.
No. This feels to me like an ex. This feels to me like somebody that you were involved with,
uh-huh.
okay? And they might kind of act like they don't care and they've moved on. I don't know if you were living together at some point, but I'm getting told that you need to cleanse your home of this person's energy because... there's some clinging that's like blocking you romantically. So I would definitely recommend doing that. And I don't want to like cut into time, but we can talk about that off the air. I can tell you what you can do
okay,
to cleanse.
Okay, cool. Because I want to.
Or I can come over and do it, whatever. Yeah. Okay, good news is whatever kind of past issues that you had with codependence, you've been able to heal. So you're not going to have that coming up. That's been pushed in the past. You've healed that. There's somebody new sniffing around you now, and it's not Mormon lady.
I'm thankful. Thank you so much, because this is like my uncle, okay? So I would be very upset if it was Mormon lady.
But I kind of feel like you're hesitant about giving this person a chance simply because they are very different from your typical type. But that's exactly why you need to give this person a chance, because your type hasn't been working for you, has it?
No.
Okay. Okay. Aww. So understand and know that I feel that this could kind of be what I call the breadbasket or appetizer partner, where they're coming in to prepare you for something much bigger and much more substantial, but you need that break in between. Because like if you're super starving and you sit down and you have like a steak and vegetables and potatoes, that's gonna like kill your stomach, right? So you can have to ease into it. This is your muffin basket, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just a transition. Yeah.
Enjoy that warm, beautiful, you know, hot bread basket that's coming in for you. And also, I feel that this is something that's coming in to help you with trust and being able to gain trust in a relationship and a more healthier relationship. But when it comes time to go, you're going to know it comes time to go. You can't let your guilt keep you in the relationship longer than you can't stay with this person because you're afraid of hurting their feelings, is what I'm saying.
Oh, this is like a stepping stone person.
Getting you back into the swing of things.
Yeah. Relighting your pilot light.
Light that pilot light.
We're gonna
get him in.
Let's talk to the singer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And, I'm going to switch.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.